This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I got a new friend, you guys.
Huh?
I got a new friend.
Oh?
Who's your new friend?
I was hesitant
to
get this new friend.
Is it an imaginary friend? Is it your Care Bear on your bed?
No. Well, I did have both of those things. I used to have an imaginary friend, yes,
I
was little. Uh-huh. And I have a Care Bear that I sleep with on my bed. No, no, this is a real human, a real tangible human being. He is my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was reluctant to get one for a while because I was one of the guys. I was being part of my own problem, saying like how men are like, I got this on my own. I can deal with my own issues without talking to anybody. I've got a couple friends I can talk to. I'm good. I've got this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, your friends aren't professionally trained.
Right. But I have never had my eyes open to like life situations because I've got so much going on with like my family, especially my parents that are divorcing. Got stuff going on with that.
Yeah.
That I've been bringing up. And it's just fascinating to have somebody that has like a third party perspective, has no preconceived notions about you or anybody you know or anybody in your family. They just know the facts. You just be 100% blunt and honest with him. He doesn't judge you.
No.
He didn't do anything.
And they can't tell anyone.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's 100. It's anonymous. It's just like going in there and unloading. Like,
here's all my
this
secrets.
This is what happened. Why is this happening? Why am I having to deal with this? And it's great to have somebody that just gives you awesome life advice. And he even says the smartest things and the most simple things that make you go, why didn't I just simplify this? I'm realizing that I overthink so many things in life.
Yeah.
And he helps you kind of strip that down.
It's true.
And I'm saying this just because there's probably still people out there that are reluctant to go and see and talk to anybody.
There's people that don't even want to talk about mental health.
They don't believe
in it, or they think, you know, we're preaching.
It's just a thing you're going through.
I can't even with these people.
The people that think all that stuff. And the stigma behind a therapist. Like, you're going there and you're crazy. You have something wrong with you.
I love him. Amazing how she puts it in perspective.
Yeah.
I was reading an article actually this weekend about 10 ways you sabotage your own therapy.
Oh.
It was fascinating.
Oh, telling the truth or...
No, not at all.
How about how?
One of the ways was that you go in there, you reflect, you think about your life, and then you go back to your regular life and you don't work on anything you talked about.
Yeah.
So you admit it in the session, but then like you don't do anything about it, essentially.
Yeah.
You don't use the skills you're getting in therapy.
It needs to transfer out.
You can't just do it for an hour a week and then be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, you have to really think about your life and like
transferring the skills outside and applying it to real life circumstances.
Yeah.
And he's
cool
because I've gone in there before where and he's just like small talk and I think everything's good, or I'll go and he'll start small talk with me and I'll say, you know what? I've only got 45 minutes. Let's talk about this right now because I don't want to talk about how my day was or how things are going, because he does the small talk stuff too.
That's how
you build
up.
Bring you back down. Yeah.
From someone who's never seen a therapist and been to a therapist, what is the process? Do you go in there and you just start unloading, or is there a bit of small talk? How does it work?
It was like an interview. Like the first couple sessions were kind of like an interview, kind of like my history, where I'm from, my wife, her family, my family, my siblings, how I grew up, where I went to school, just getting to know you a little bit, because he knows nothing about
you. They have to dig a little sometimes.
Yes.
Because I remember like my first time ever going to a therapist, I was probably 23.
Uh-huh.
And I went in there, I told her my whole life story. It wasn't until six sessions later, I brought up like a friend of mine that I was no longer friends with.
Yeah.
And she went, what do you mean? What do you mean your best friend you're not friends with? I go, what do you mean? She goes, you never mentioned that? I go, well, no.
And then they...
She's like, and then they start digging into the stuff you don't even realize is affecting you.
And then
it comes full circle, and
too.
I'm like...
Oh, that was getting chills.
And when I was giving him my life story, I was telling him to make notes about things. I would be like, my parents, they didn't help pay for my college for a while. A lot of resentment there. A lot of buildup. Take a note about that. Let's come back to that later.
To take notes. Like,
let's come back.
Like, he's telling the therapist how to do their job.
Come
it's
on.
So rigged.
Let's come back to that later, by the way.
Have you talked to your therapist, Riggs, about your control issues and how you can never let go of control?
100% I have, yes.
Write down the issues I say I have, and then make sure you decide what I have based on my notes.
Yes.
And I'm not controlling the session at all, sir.
Absolutely.
No, no, no.
Yeah. I tend to control things a lot of what you think.
So he calls you on it. Okay.
Oh, he does call me on it, yes.
Can I ask how long you've been seeing this therapist?
Probably 2 months, maybe.
Okay.
2 or 3 months, because I go twice a month.
Okay, that's my next question.
What's the biggest like self-reflection thing you've learned about yourself? Like, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example to lead you down the path.
That I make
something
things...
Something that you didn't realize you're doing in life.
I make things worse in my head than they really are. And I surmise situations. I think of the worst that can happen in scenarios rather than just letting things happen.
But you're the king of thinking positive.
I am.
but how do we get to that place?
I have a lot of negative in me too. Is what I was thinking about, because I think about the worst possible thing that could happen. I don't think about the good outcomes. I think about if I don't do this, or if I approach this person about this, then all these bad things will happen.
Okay, because
I got the reason, the ways you cope, the ways you sabotage your own therapy.
Oh, cool.
You don't try to cope with problems until you're in your sessions, which is kind of like what I said.
Yeah.
You avoid disclosing big past events because you don't want to talk about it or deal with it, right? You don't speak up when something happens in a session that upsets you, whatever that could be. Sorry, there's like 13
Oh, he's done that before. He's been like, how did that make you feel? And I'll think about it. He'll go, no, right now, how do you feel? Right now, what is the feeling you have
right now?
Don't
think about it.
I'll be like, anger. And he's like, well, there you go. But you had anger in that moment. You still have it now. So you need to deal with that.
Dude, that's so deep.
He won't let me think about it. He won't let me. He's like, how did that make you feel now? How does it make you feel right now? Right now.
Here's a good one. You're using therapy solely to vent. You're only venting to your therapist and no one else.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
You omit details that make you look bad.
I could totally see that.
That's a big one.
I want to look like a
I hate telling my therapist stories that make me look bad. I'm like, oh, God.
I thought about that, too. I was like, do I tell him the ugly stuff, too? Of course, he has to know that.
You got
to
keep it real, dude.
You got to tell him all the
skeletons. It's the only way they hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a new bromance with a therapist. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Paul. He's my guy.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
You know what? His name's Paul, and it's between y'all. Okay?
Damn right it is.
You took it. There you go.
One of you guys said that. I was waiting. Thank you. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.